Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, it's time now for our Prayer Coach series to continue today. And I'm delighted to welcome back actually the man who kicked off the series last year, Solomon Arabota, who's pastor at the Christian Community Church in Arklow in County Wicklow. And today we're going to be talking about the power of prayer. Pastor Solomon, thanks a million for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much, Wendy, for having me again. It's always a delight to be with you.
I think when a lot of people hear this idea of the power of prayer, you know, if I'm just going to say to a friend, you know, prayer can be really powerful. A lot of the time the response you get is kind of eyes raised to heaven, or yeah, right, or people just don't believe it. What's your response to that?
The challenges, you see, we've all had a lot of setbacks in life. Mm. We've all had a lot of challenges, and we've asked the question from time to time, God, where are you in all this mess? If you're all powerful, if you're all great, why is all this happening to me? Now, I understand that I've been there too myself, but prayer is a skill. Praying effectively is a skill. And if you don't learn the skill, you'll be likened to a person that is pouring water into a basket, a leaking bucket or a leaking basket. So that's going to be a challenge. So that is why we have this prayer coach, to coach people on how to pray effectively. Prayer is a skill, because if prayer is just asking and getting and receiving, everybody will get what they want.
Which is what I think we find hard, is we confuse, you know, this idea of prayer doesn't work because I asked for this, but I didn't get it. And that's what we find hard to get our heads around.
Yeah, that's it. I've had a lot of challenges in my life. I remember, I'll give an example. I was preaching in Glasgow last year in Scotland, and I preached in a church. And when I finished preaching in the church, there was a gentleman that sort of caught my attention when I was preaching. So I prayed for him after the service, and I went on, and he called me. He said, why did you decide to pray for me? I said, I just have an impression in my heart that God's going to touch you and do something great for you very, very soon. He said, why do you say that? I said, that impression just came to my heart and I just felt I should pray for you. And he told me, he said, do you know my problems? I said, I don't know you. I've never met you before. He's been attempting to get his PhD 5 times and he has failed 5 times. And he was so frustrated. And that day I was talking about how great God is and how God can turn things around for you. I didn't know his problem. So we prayed. And he said, can I get your contact? I said, yeah. He said, I'll keep you posted on my story. In a few months later, he called me. He finally passed his exam. And about a few weeks ago, he sent me this photograph where he was graduating and getting his PhD certificate. Now, that guy has had a lot of challenges. He has had a lot of setbacks. But I wanted to know, winners or champions are not the people that are not knocked down, but they are people that don't stay down. You know, so it's not just praying, but praying consistently and praying effectively that brings results. So
how do you do that then? What to you is consistent and effective prayer?
One of the first thing we must do, and Jesus actually said it, he said, when you stand praying, in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, he said, when you stand praying, forgive. One of the biggest challenges we have in life is a contact spot, and people offend us and we offend them. Unforgiveness could hinder your prayer, number one. Number two, it's very important that when you're praying, you know that prayer, it's a conversation between you as a child of God and your father. Mm. And you're not trying to convince God to bless you. You're actually talking to your dad. So God doesn't have a problem with you. God is not mad at you, because when you have the wrong perspective or a perception of God, it affects the way you pray. So we need to go to him believing and knowing that he loves us and he cares about us. It's very, very important. In Mark 11, 24, he said, when you pray, believe.
And that's a difficult thing to
do. You need to believe against all odds that God loves me. You need to believe against all odds that God is interested in my affair more than I can ever imagine. You need to believe that God is not trying to get me, or is not trying to pay me back for all the mistakes I have done. Because prayer is not about trying to just ask for forgiveness. It's also about a time of fellowship with the Father. So it's important. How about these challenges myself before? I remember I've told you this story before, when we believed God for our baby for 12 years, everything seemed wrong. I mean, we're doing our best, we're praying, we're seeking the face of God, but I learned through the Spirit that victory is to the persistent. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. God is looking for us to be able to trust him in spite of our situation. And that is why prayer is a skill. Because sometimes you just feel, like, I think God didn't hear me. What am I doing wrong? Sometimes it's not that you are doing anything wrong. You just need to stick with what you're doing and you will see a result.
Is it sometimes as well, Pastor Solomon, that we need to kind of change our expectations? And when I think of you just explaining that relationship between father and son, you know, you as a father, you obviously want what's best for your children, but that doesn't mean you're able to wave a magic wand and give them everything they want all the time. And sometimes, for example, let's say somebody who's going for a job interview.
That's right.
And you know, they can either pray, oh, really, God, I just really hope that I get this job. Please help me get this job. Or they can pray, help me to do my best. And Lord, if it's the right thing for me, let it work out. They're two very different prayers.
Oh, yeah. There's a God part in prayer and there's people part. There's human part and there's a God part. You see, when you've spoken to God, but you still have to prepare for the interview. You need to put yourself in the right space, in the right perspective about interview. Then you need to know the promises of God. What are the promises in God's word? Because we need to be mentally prepared also. What does the word of God say about this situation? How can I get the result that I want? And these are very, very crucial things that I feel we need to put in perspective for people. For example, now, prayer is the most powerful force on earth. It is the most powerful force, but you need to know how to channel it properly. If you don't know how to channel the power of prayer well, you won't get result. You see, prayer moves God and God moves mountain. And if the prayer you pray is not moving you, it's not going to move God. And so we need to be able to understand that. And also there's always a human part of it. The human part of it is I need to know that I need to, this is what I desire from God. What are steps that I need to take?
What would you say to someone who says, you know what, I've tried praying and I've prayed over the years. It just hasn't worked for me. So what's the point?
You see, don't quit. That's one thing I'll say, because I've been there before too. I've been there and I've seen certain things in my life that it didn't work out. And that's why the basis for following God is not just because of what we can get, but because we love him. It is love that brings longevity. Love is what really makes your faith work. Bible says the faith works by love. So when the basis of your relationship with God is love, you will know that the situation hasn't changed. But because I love him and because I trust his love for me, I know that these two shall pass. And that's very crucial.
So what about someone in that situation, Pastor Solomon, where maybe when they think of prayer, they think of something negative or something they haven't done for quite a long time, or they have those feelings of it didn't work, but they want to start again, but they're just not quite sure where or how. What would your advice be?
My advice is be yourself. Just don't, you don't need to try to sound very theologically great or spiritually deep. Just start where you are and say, God, help me. God, help me. I tell people in our church, I say, look here, guys, you don't need to pray the way I pray. You don't need to sound the way I sound. Just be yourself. God knows you. He knows your voice. He's your dad. Just speak to him the way you are. You don't need to quote 10 scriptures in order to get God's attention. Just speak to him straight away and say, Heavenly Father, I've not been praying for a while and I don't even know how to do it right anymore. But I just want you to help me. I'm coming to you right now. I mean, if we need to wear suit and tie every time we want to go and have a conversation with our Heavenly Father and need to comb our hair and do all that, there's something wrong with our relationship, you know. So we don't need to look cute or sound cute to talk to God. Just be yourself. He saw you even while you were not praying. So just be yourself before him and relax. I feel prayer. I mean, I enjoy prayer so much because it's the most relaxed time for me. When I go into prayer in my house or anywhere, I feel so relaxed. Why? Because I'm talking to the person that loves me most, that wants the best for me, that doesn't have anything against me. And I think one of the biggest problems we have with prayer is we look at our inadequacies when we're praying. Mm. And we look at the purity of God. And that affects us negatively. But when I learned that God is not looking that, God doesn't see me the way I see myself. He sees me through the eyes of love. It sees me through the eyes of mercy. Sees me through the blood of Jesus. Oh, boy. I just run freely into his presence.
It changes things. And is that something that's really important as well? Because, you know, certainly my experience has been thank God to have my own kind of authentic experience of the power of prayer. But when you're kind of getting back into prayer life, is meeting other people that will share their stories that kind of lift you up.
That's right.
We need that, don't we?
Well, that's very important. As much as I've seen a lot of results in prayer, I got a text from a lady yesterday that I prayed for about a year ago in Preston in the UK. I was preaching in that church, but she looked so disinterested in everything that it even affected my preaching, because she just sat down, folded her hands, and was looking so frustrated.
Didn't want to be there.
She didn't want to be there. So yeah. After the service, I said, if anybody wants prayer, just come and we'll pray for you. And she came. I was like, ooh. Anyway, let's go. She told me she's been trying to get a job for years. She studied law. She couldn't get a good job. And the only job she got, she doesn't like. And where it's located is far away from the person she wants to get married to. So it's affecting their fixing the weight of the wedding. I was like, wow. And I told her, you know, just take it easy. I said, I saw you look frustrated. She said, you got it right. I'm frustrated. You know, I said, okay, you know, I spoke to her about the love of God. And I said, God wants the best for you. I said, look, I'm going to trust God with you. So we prayed together. She texted me yesterday. She said, guess what? I got a job. We got married, and I got a job where we live, and it's a very comfortable job. And she was so delighted. She said, I'm so excited. What I did there was I just made her to take a second look at the love of God. I helped her to share her burden. I helped her to, you know, give it another go. Don't quit. Don't give up. She has prayed before. She has done everything right, but she was getting tired. Mm-hmm. And we need people to encourage us. And times when we are tired, you need to have good support group around you to tell them, you know, today I'm not the best. I need help.
And we need people in our lives, and God gives us people in our lives to do that. Well, as always, Pastor Solomon, it's been great to have you as our prayer coach today. I've been talking to Pastor Solomon Arbote, who's a pastor at the Christian Community Church in Arklow. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.